Hi everyone, and welcome to the Holistic Astrological Podcast Weekly Horoscopes from the 24th of April to the 30th of April 22. So yeah, we've got quite a fun packed week. Well, I say fun packed, there's a lot going on this week. We have Pluto going into retrograde on April the 29th, and we have the new moon with the partial solar eclipse on the 30th of April. So I'm going to start off with the weekly overview. All times are in GMT, so if you live in the States Eastern Time, you have to add 5 hours, and for the rest of those, I'm not being biased, but yeah, So on the 23rd of April at 6:17, the move entered into Aquarius. On the 25th of April at 10:14 a.m, the moon's going to move into Pisces. On the 27th of April at 4:10, the moon's going to enter into Aries. On April the 30th at 12:19 a.m, the moon's going to enter into Taurus. I'm using the Western system. If you're using the Vedic system, then we're going to begin the week on the 23rd with the moon in Capricorn. Then it's going to go into Aquarius. Then it's going to go into Pisces. And then it's going to end the week on the 30th in Aries. So yeah, doesn't matter what system you use for the rest of the podcast, because what I do is focus on the aspects that the planets are making to each other, regardless of the signs that they're in. The planets are always going to make these aspects. So yeah, so I'm going to tell you now the moon void of course date enters void of course in the sign of Aquarius until 11:15 a.m. on the 25th. Then it's going to go into Pisces. Then on the 27th at 12:35 p.m. the moon enters void of course in the sign of Pisces until 5:10 on April the 27th. So same day. The moon phases for this week are on April the 29th at 2:10 a.m. until 9:29 p.m. on the 30th, the moon is in the Bosomic moon phase. I'm going to put the links below so you can read the written version of this podcast and click the links and go and find out what to do in all the aspects and moon phases that are mentioned here. On April the 30th at 9:58 p.m. the moon enters its new moon phase. On April the 24th 2022, Mercury makes a sextile to Neptune. This is suitable for all forms of creative thinking, spending time creating or listening to or watching film, art or music, or visual and verbal presentations can be infused with beauty, imagination and originality at this time. On the negative side though, it's prone to daydreaming because we've got Neptune influencing Mercury, which is our mind, our communication, our day-to-day travel. So you know, some of you may, if you take public transport, may stay on the tube or train or bus longer than normal, or plane. Well, you can't stay on the plane longer, but yeah, you get the drift. And some of you may be more deceptive and manipulative than normal, or you may be more prone to other people's deceptions and, you know, manipulative behavior. So watch out for that. Also, the Neptune influencing our mind, so intoxicating substances, overindulgence in food, too much thoughts going on in the head, negative thoughts can cause extra stress and anxiety today. So you know, try and remain calm. I know, easier said than done, as I say every week. You know, we're living in real traumatic kind of times, and you know, we have a lot of stress and anxiety and depression going on in the world, especially with all the conflict, so I get it. But just try your best to, you know, just relax a little bit, write down the pros and cons of your problems, try and think as mindfully as you can. The moon also makes a square to the moon's north node today, so there can be an urge to connect more deeply with those closest to you. However, there can be rapid changes in mood and people not wanting to compromise, and this can cause conflict. So again, you know, Neptune's influence can make us think we heard things that we didn't hear, or we're just feeling down and emotional and we just don't want to deal with it. So yeah, on April the 25th, the sun makes a sextile to the moon, so this is an ideal time to start anything you've been putting off. Although the effects of the full moon are still with us, the full moon is typically a time of, you know, letting go and finishing up. So you know, some of you will start or will be continuing letting go of the things that you find toxic in your life, or some of you may be forced to face the reality of your situation in terms of not being able to get enough credit or losing employment and stuff. And I know when things don't go our way, again, you know, we can get stressed out. If you do feel like you need some support, you can reach out to the Samaritans in the UK or any other service in any other country that you're on any other country that you're in to, you know, try and help you. And sometimes humour, you know, humour helps and sometimes it don't. But, you know, if you need help, go out and seek it. This aspect of the sun, such dialing the moon, allows you to use your willpower to make progress in your career, educational, spiritual, personal development. So, you know, you may lose your job, and this is not to be blasé because I know bills and everything needs to be paid. But you could take this time to focus on, you know, getting new skills, your spiritual or personal development to better yourself. This is a chance to bring more balance and harmony into your relationships. However, the influence of Mars conjunction to the moon also takes place today. So that means some of you may be prone to stubbornness, low levels of patience and bad tempers, or other people may react that way to you, and this can trigger you into overreacting or feeling hurt. Can be a lot of impulsive actions and words at this time. So again, remember that you can only take responsibility for your own actions, and just try and walk away. You know, it's better to try and walk away and say nothing rather than say a million words that you find hard to take back at a later date. Okay, so on the 26th of April, Mercury forms a sextile to Jupiter. So this allows for positive thought, and we still got the effect of the Mercury Neptune lasting. So, you know, this aspect of Mercury forming a sextile to Jupiter allows for you to, you know, use the power of the mind to build yourself up rather than destroy you, overcome any struggles with others or within yourself. This, you know, aspect favours all forms of negotiation and conflict resolution, especially the conflict that you've got going on within yourself, as well as helping you, you know, overcome any battle that you've got going on within yourself with both sides of your personality. You know, all humans are prone to, you know, having a lighter side, if we're going to use colours, and a darker side, you know, and sometimes we can beat ourselves up or reject one side of ourselves, you know, and then this leads to imbalance and harmony. So, you know, it's a good time as we go on and I talk about Pluto in a while to try and make both sides of yourself work together. The moon also semi-squares Pluto on the 26th, so this adds intensity to the day. It's essential, again, to try and use your conscious reasoning skills or impulse control to avoid losing important contracts or sabotaging meaningful connections or agreements, or, you know, because, again, going back to what I said earlier, this week's theme is, you know, tension in relationships that can be caused by, you know, overindulging intoxicating substances, alcohol, drugs, or anything else, even too much food, or just being in a bad mood. We all get that. Sometimes we just can't be arsed, as we say in England, which means you don't give a flip, you just cannot be bothered. And sometimes we take stuff out on others and on ourselves. And this is not to be flippant and say, oh, you know, go and be abusive or anything like that. But I'm just letting you know that you'll be more prone to this behaviour, so you can, you know, just walk away, just put some music on, watch some film, write in your journal, or just focus on your projects or anything else that you're interested in. The moon sextiles Uranus as well, so this allows you, it gives the energy to understand what other people are coming from and to try and find that higher free compromise to meet everyone's involved needs. So, you know, Uranus sextile to the moon is supporting even, Even if you think someone's a bit crazy or you don't 100% believe in what they're saying, you'll be able to, take it with a pinch of salt and, look beyond their beliefs and connect with them on the human level. On the 27th of April, the moon forms a sextile to Saturn, so this helps you to take a practical approach to fulfilling your daily commitments, but it also can cause you and others to be more emotionally withdrawn than normal. So there can be also, feelings of low self-esteem and feeling inferior, or someone can make you feel this way, or you could make someone feel this way. And then, this superior complex that you or others may have can cause tensions in all forms of interactions today. So be mindful of that. It's important that you try not to make anyone feel less than, and you don't allow others to make you feel like you're not enough. I know it's hard, and you and other people could lack the skills needed to get tasks done today. So there can be a lot of, oh, you should have done this, or you're not good enough, you should know how to do this type of comments. But if you are lacking any skills, it's best to try and research or start to learn how you can improve those skills, rather than focusing on not having them, thinking you should have learned them already. Life is a lifelong learning program basically, and we have to go back and relearn. We all skip some steps sometimes. So I know some of you with strong Capricorn energy and Saturn energy, Virgo energy, may be thinking, oh no, I'm very disciplined and organized and a bit OCD about having my poo-poo together. So yeah, I respect you guys, but for the rest of people who can be a bit, haphazard like myself, don't beat yourself up. Just research, take a new course, and just try and brush up on any skills, and just try and complete the tasks to your best ability. And I wouldn't say apologize for not having the skills, but just try and say, I'm sort of like doing my best if anyone tries to, pull you up and stuff. If anyone tries to say, oh, you should have learned this already and all the rest of it, say, well, maybe I should, but what can we do? The best way is to move forward. I will learn it and I'll try my best. If if you know how to do it, show me. Sometimes putting people on the spot like that, if they're putting you down, saying you should do well, say, I want to learn. Can you teach me how to do it? So yeah, I know it's easier said than done to respond that way when someone's criticizing you, and also to, just think, oh, I'll go and learn, when you feel really bad about not having skills. But if you focus on your strengths and use them to improve your weaknesses, and know that all humans have a healthy amount of strength and weaknesses, so don't feel like I should know better or done better, because even those analytical types who have got all everything else in order, and trust me, they've got weaknesses in other areas as well. So on April the 28th, 22, the sun makes a semi-square to Neptune, so you and others can be more distracted than usual. So there's a lot of Neptune going on this week. So yeah, seek an escape from reality. It's a good time to have some fun, but not to overindulge and be too self-destructive and deceptive, but hey, it's your life. There's a tendency for you and others to lie to themselves when this transit's happening, as well as using intoxicating substances to numb yourself from any psychological and emotional pain. And trust me, like, I have done shadow work, I have emoted until I hadn't want to emote anymore. So I know it's hard, it's really hard to actually face the things that we have been pushing down for years and years and hiding from ourselves. And us humans lie to ourselves the most, but trust me, if you take some time to rip that band-aid off and to face your problems after many, many years. I won't lie to you, I never lie. you'll have good moments and you have bad moments. I think, especially on the spiritual path or higher consciousness path, we think that life is like a destination, but it really is a journey. And you can have great moments of happiness, and the next minute you can be feeling so low. So I've come to realise it's just part of life, just like, you know, the seasons change from summer into autumn, then into winter, then back to spring again. So yeah. So, you know, also today, as the sun makes a semi-square to Neptune, there can be issues with authority, asserting your own masculine energy and receiving other people's, you know, controlling behaviours, problems with asserting your willpower and determination. Of course, again, never, you know, because I'm all about self-assertion in the politest way as possible, but I know some of you are fiery and you do it in the fiery way, and that's all good. But yeah, never make anyone walk over you. So today there's a chance that you or others will sabotage any efforts made to move forward right now on the April the 28th. But if you have the time, you know, as I said earlier, just try and let out any pent-up emotions or psychological discomfort. I found screaming helps. You know, it does. You know, you can't scream in public if you've got a car, scream. Or you can be in your bedroom and do the silent scream, you know. If you need to do a bit of weights or some boxing, even, you know, box in the air, get some bubble wrap, you know, and pop the bubble wrap or anything in a safely way. Don't hit anyone else or be violent to yourself in any way, you know. But, you know, try and emote, listen to some heavy metal. I listen to heavy metal. I like all types of music. But that really can, you know, a bit of Metallica. Or I can't say a bit of De Morbigore. I can't pronounce it, but there's a song called Gateways, and that can really let out the rage. Can't pronounce it, but it's DIMMUBORGIR. And I always find, you know, that sort of music or most of their songs and that genre when I want to let out some pent-up rage. Because sometimes, you know, there's nothing wrong with letting out anger, rage and any other emotion like that in healthy ways. If you're into reggae and dancehall, you can listen to a bit of Tommy Lee or any other dancehall artist that gets you, you know, gets you... allows you to let out that kind of, you know, aggressive side of yourself. And I'm not saying that all heavy metal and all dancehall is, you know, aggressive. That's not what I'm saying. So, yeah. The world we live in, got to throw in these disclaimers. So, yeah. So, you know, you can also try some drawing, or you can do some singing or writing or anything else creative that will help you feel more ease. You know, as I said, listening to or creating music can help you you know, handle this semi-square, can help you handle the energy of the sun making a semi-square to Neptune on the 28th of April. Okay, so we've got Pluto going into retrograde on April the 29th. So, and it forms a sextile to Jupiter and a square to the moon while doing this. So I'm going to explain now what all that means. So this allows for insightful conversations or thought processes, so you can have some deep and meaningful conversations with yourself or with other people. You know, smoothing over conflict, over, you know, your differing sort of beliefs or way of doing things. These conversations could trigger a new beginning in your personal beliefs. You may, you know, have this kind of inner awakening, some of you, not all of you, because, you know, contrary to what many people believe, and this is why a lot of people say, oh, astrology is crap. You cannot, you know, a horoscope for the week for Geminis does not apply to all Geminis. As I say, you know, this podcast is, I use aspects because I found that they're the realest way that we can explain the positions in not only our own natal chart, but also the energy that's affecting us on the global level. Obviously, the transits that are taking place to your natal chart will put a different flavour on for you individually. So with these horoscopes, it's like making you aware of the public stage, adding some practical tips of what you can do for yourself to help you on your career, educational, spiritual development journey. Pluto in retrograde on the 29th, let's talk about that, shall we? Sorry, you know, sometimes I go off on the tangent, but yeah. So this allows you, you know, some of you may go through crucial talks to resolve conflicts amicably for all involved. There could be some resolution on the global level. There's a lot of stuff going on in England with the UK government as well, and I'm sorry if you're listening from other countries, there's a lot going on with your government, and we've got the war in Ukraine and all the other conflicts as well. So maybe we could get some positive news, some positive changes over the next 5 months while Pluto is in retrograde. On the personal level, you may take a dynamic, proactive, and determined action to reform your lifestyle. So some of you may just think I've had enough. And like I said last week, there's a lot of that energy going around where you just may just think I've got to change, something's got to give, I've got to let go of self-destruction to go into self-construction and start building yourself up from the bottom up. So you know, Pluto's energy destroys us, so it can transform us into, the butterfly after spending many, 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 many times as the caterpillar, healing and that, and then eventually we can rise up out of those ashes into the phoenix. So yeah, the moon square to Pluto while it goes into retrograde can add to the intensity of feelings that have long-lasting consequences. So there could be endings. We're still sort of in the full moon, but we're going into new moon tomorrow on the 30th, so I'll talk about that in a minute. So, whatever happens, if there is conflict, do your best to look at your own and other people's emotions objectively at this time, seeking a compromise in relationships rather than a separation. As Pluto goes into retrograde, it also forms a trine to Mercury, so this allows for quick and effective judgments and decision makings, which is judgments are said the same way twice. But I'm leaving that in because, again, I'm all about accepting all parts of ourselves, even the parts that contradict ourselves. So yeah, good judgment can help you resolve tensions fast. So Mercury supports this. You and others are being supported to see beyond, explosive actions and words to get to the main issues of any current problems. Venus also sextiles Pluto as it's in retrograde, so again this adds a nice beautiful energy. But Venus energy can also make us overindulge and focus too much on the material things, and finances and possessive, and being possessive over others as well, because Venus rules Libra and it also rules Taurus, the second and the seventh house. So there could be any issues with your inner values, partnerships, internet partnerships, business partnerships with others today as well. So there could be tensions. But Venus is making a sextile, so this aspect allows for peaceful agreements in even the most heart-wrenching situations. As I said, this Pluto in retrograde lasts for 5 months. And if you commit to starting a lifelong journey of personal growth, you will see beneficial results over time. So yeah, all forms of spiritual rituals and development are favored today if you're into that type of stuff, as well as any occult research exploring the deeper meanings of human existence or life's purpose, passions, can really run deep at this time. It's also good, if you're into intellectual philosophy, scientific, sort of deep study, you can, it's good for all of that as well, because what we have to understand is only because we don't believe in life in a certain way, we may look at life in a spiritual way, other people may look at it in a scientific and technological way. To each person to choose how to look at life. Me personally, I like to take a holistic look, so a bit of science, a bit of technology, a bit of logic, a bit of subjectivity, So yeah, whatever works for you. On this Pluto retrograde as well, because Pluto also is on the first house, because it co-rules Mars, and then the second house, due to the second house being in the polar of Scorpio, which is the eighth house as well. So all sorts of taboos, psychological transformation, illicit sexual liaisons and all of that can happen. But they could also be, a start of powerful romances or friendship over the coming weeks as this Pluto in retrograde energy takes root. also, retrograde, it appears that the planet's moving backwards, but it's kind of just moving side to side. But on the esoteric level, when a planet's in retrograde, it means redoing things. So some of you may things people from your past may come back into your life now. Thoughts and behavior patterns from your past may start, coming back again. So this is important for those in recovery, whether it be drug, alcohol, codependency, or any form of recovery, to know that, this energy could make you slip back into old patterns. So just be particularly aware of that and be mindful that this doesn't happen to you. So on April the 30th, we have the new moon, which is also known as Sun conjunct moon. As the new moon goes in, it's a partial solar eclipse. So this makes this new moon energetically powerful. The new moon forms a semi-square to Venus, Neptune, and Jupiter, and a sextile to Mars and a conjunction to Uranus. So yeah, I'm going to explain what all that means. So the themes of this new moon includes evaluating your self-worth and inner values and looking into ways to adjust your spending, increase your income. Some of you may change how you think about finances, possessions, and what security overall means to you. It's a perfect time to take responsibility for your life direction. Some of you may find that dreams or daydreams and intuitive visions give you some ingenious ways of making money, or you may have dreams that guide you into ways of how you can improve your inner emotional and psychological world as well. What I like about this new moon, and I'm using the Western explanation, is that it happens on the 11th degree of Taurus. So the tagline for this Sabian degree, so Sabian degrees in so in astrology, the circle is broken down into 360 is the totality of the 12 houses. Each house has 30 degrees, and yeah, and so this is the 11th degree of Taurus. So Sabian degree system just breaks down and gives an explanation for every degree. Every 10 degrees, so 10, 0 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30 are also called the deacons, and each deacon's ruled by a different star, a planet, not a different star, a different planet. So this is why I say that, not all Geminis, not all Taurus, not all Scorpios or any of the zodiac signs are going to be the same, because someone born on June the 10th may be different from a Gemini born on June the 19th, may be different from a Gemini born on May the 20th, because of the fact that the different deacons rule those signs. So yeah, you may have Gemini, but you may be also ruled by the second deacon, and I think it's ruled by Mars, don't take me on that. But yeah, you may have, you may be Mars influenced Gemini, which also means you're influenced by Aries energy and Scorpio energy as well. Or you may be Gemini, let's for instance say that Venus rules your deacon, so you'd be influenced by, again, Libra energy and Taurus energy as well. So there's a lot going on in astrology. It really, this is why I love it, because it's just powerful for me. It's a powerful psychological and healing tool. That's what I use it for. It can be used for prediction and all of that as well, but I find it most beneficial as helping individuals get to know themselves on a deeper level. So yeah, the new moon happens. I do go off on one, don't I? Yeah. So anyway, and if you like this podcast, please follow it, and also, let people know I am going to be doing these weekly, and I hope that you keep on tuning in to me and send me any suggestions of what you want me to include. I'm going to start talking about the planets. The first one is going to be the sun, and I'll upload that by let's hopefully let's say next week. I'm going to upload that next week Sunday. So yeah, going back to the new moon, it happens on the 11th degree of Taurus using the Western astrology system, and the tagline for that degree is a master gardener that sprinkles flowers with a watering can. So yeah, this energy allows you to start to see the beauty, or could continue to see the beauty, or reawaken to the beauty in the world, despite the external destruction and all the internal conflict that you may have. You can plant new seeds to finally start living life on your terms if you choose to, you know, heed the calling, which means if you choose to take up the opportunity to move forward. The planetary energy is supporting this. So yes, the world is and can be a mess, and life is and will forever be messy. However, there is also a lot of joy and loveliness to be found in the world and the people in the world if we look for it. Of course, you know, never ignoring your red flags and people's behavior and have your personal boundaries. But the new moon reminds you to stay open to the new, to give people a chance, you know. And if you are one of those people, we all get there and be like, I've had enough of the world and I've had enough of dating, you know, there's no person out there good enough for me. Well, try and be open, vet them, you know, there's no harm in talking to people. Be reserved with your feelings at first, get to know them out like a dog. I'm born in the year of the dog. You know, sniff them out a bit and let their actions do the talking and not their words. I think sometimes we ignore actions and we go on people's words and we ignore our guts, and this is how we get ourselves into trouble. So yeah, the new moon reminds us to stay open to the new, to remain open to the new. But some of you may decide to, you know, look back at your past experience with love and even the mistakes that you have made, and that's cool too. It's a good use of this, and you know, the pain that you may have caused or other people have caused you. And you know, if you, you know, take that time to focus on digging up those roots and then, you know, planting new seeds and watering, tending to that garden, so making the small habit changes, taking small daily steps to change your thoughts, and you know, tending to that inner garden of yours every day, making it attractive, you know, you can reap the reward of inner peace. You know, you can look within to uncover any talents that you may have that can help you, you know, navigate the obstacles that you will face in life, because you will always face obstacles, and being prepared for them is that's the superpower. That's the only thing you can do, is be prepared. There's nothing that you can't prevent them. You can prevent what you allow in your life, but you can't prevent other people's actions. And if you have relationships, sometimes the humans, even if we love them, they're people, they're only human. We've all got flaws, and you know, we can love people really hard and all the rest of it. But we also have to be, you know, aware that they are only human and that they can hurt us as well. So it's about finding that balance on the acceptance of, you know, not to treat people as if they are, you know, 100% perfect. Because sometimes you can put people on the pedestal and think, oh, you know, they'll never hurt me and all the rest of it. And then boom. So it's always to be prepared that in love, you know, it does always kind of hurt, you know, because, you know, humans are silly. Sometimes we do things and it hurts others and we don't mean it. So, yeah, I don't know. I think sometimes when I go off in a tangent, it's always for a reason. Maybe someone out there needs to hear it. Yeah, some of you may help others through their challenges in the coming weeks, or someone may help you through your personal problems. As I said earlier, this month's new moon phase happens during a partial solar eclipse, and it's also known as the black moon, because we've had two new moons in April. So blue moons happen when there are two full moons in the month, and black moons happens when there are two new moons in the month, which is the case in April 2022. This partial solar eclipse backs up the fact of the Pluto retrograde, where I was saying that there may be fated connections, meeting someone's that come into your life over the next few months that changes it, and it can be quick changes in thought and behavior patterns if you use your willpower. If you remain open, you know, you may feel sad right now, but there could be a new lover coming in. And for some of you, not all of you, only if your natal chart supports it as well. We'll just have to mention it because these are the possibilities. But the best use of the new moon is to start, you know, letting go of any bad habits, start new projects, you know, to use your positive traits to heal and manage your negative personality traits, like a master gardener. Like I said before, you can tear up those weeds out, so that's letting go of the toxic thoughts, the relationships and behaviors that stop you from feeling the fullness of life and reaching your highest potential as well. What do you really want? What's your life purpose? Where would you like to be? Sometimes we're like, oh, I ain't got the time, you know, to do this, or I can't be bothered. And then 10 years later, you're still alive and you still haven't learned the skills, you know. So it's really important to know that, you know, even if you just spend 5 minutes a day, like I said last week, working towards your goals, do that. The new moon making a sextile to Mars and a conjunction to Uranus, someone eccentric or someone younger than you may, you know, give you some advice. So you could be that younger person giving an older person advice, or you may just open yourself to up a new radical idea. Some of you may decide to start a podcast, website, or any other media, business or project to help the next generation flourish into their full potential. You may start plans to promote growth within yourself and others or the world, you know, just, you know, humanitarian projects with Uranus's influence making a conjunction to the new moon. Fate may bring unexpected people and resources to help you on your self-improvement journey or on your journey of creating a business to help other people go beyond their self-imposed limitations, and as well as external adversities, because we can't forget, you know, the cost of living, that's, you know, and all the rest of it. There are external external as well as internal barriers to progressing and living you know, fulfilled and in tune, balanced and prosperous life. So yeah, Venus's and Neptune's semi square to the moon support spiritual insights and intuitive thoughts, but again, you know, watch out for the old intoxicating substances and using them to numb yourself and you know, burying your emotions and stuff. Instead, as I said earlier, try and write down what you feel and confront your issues head on rather than run from them, which is easier said than done, I know, but it will be the best way forward in the long run. Also on the 30th of April, watch out for impractical expectations. Change that is made slowly often lasts the longest, so don't be like, oh, rushing around, I'm going to change this, and telling everyone and pushing yourself too much, starting too much at once, and then, you know, a week or two later, like most of us do, we're like, oh no. Sometimes it's just best to build habits up five minutes at a time, you know. Exercise for 5 minutes, do that for 30 days, so then you've building the habit. Then you can always increase the time, but building that habit is the most important thing. So yeah, strategically plan your way forward at your problems. Neptune's influence on the new moon can also cause manipulation and oversensitivity. Venus's influence on the partial solar eclipse new moon brings a desire for romance and emotional closeness. Some of you, you know, will want to socialise with friends and family or any intimate or business partners, you know, or some of you may want to spend this period in solitude, getting to know yourself on a deeper level, meditating, you know. This can be good for higher consciousness and spiritual development. The moon sextile to Mars supports, you know, healthy physical assertion and practical action. But, you know, watch out for, you know, the theme of this week, which is, well, most of the week since the pandemic are short tempers and rapid moon changes. Uranus conjunction to the moon also amplifies the sense of restlessness and boredom. So, you know, some people may cause problems over the coming weeks just to get a reaction, because like I said, there's always a negative to a positive and always a positive to a negative. So yeah, so Uranus influence on the new moon solar eclipse allows for original thought, fulfilling the urge for adventure and transformation. Mars helps you see the way forward, clearly seeing what needs to be done and how to get to you know, how to get to execute well thought out plan. So Mars will show you the way forward if you allow it. Jupiter's semi-square to the moon warns you to be cautious and not neglect your commitments. Also, Jupiter's energy helps you to remain optimistic even through the darkest nights of the soul, allowing you to expand your belief system, but watch out for being too fanatical. and ignoring the small details that need your attention so you can get the results you want. If you're brave and act upon any new ideas that come your way now and take practical steps to make all the necessary adjustments to make your dreams a reality, you can make significant steps forward right now. The best use of this new moon is to look into how you can help yourself live a more balanced life that's more in line with your authentic hopes, and to help others who genuinely need your assistance to do the same. So yeah, this is this week all wrapped up from the 23rd to the 30th. Thanks for listening to this. I've been Imani, your host, and yeah, thanks for your time, everyone.